after I ran for governor, a handful of Republicans reached out to me and said they thought that my platform was interesting, especially my ideas about how to measure and monitor the state's activities and results, and how I was able to say from the financials, the budgets of the state, and how we can look at the operational efficiency to ensure we're providing the right services.
So how do you think that would play into you being Vermont State Auditor?
In order to understand and advance any cause, you need to understand how your current performance is, and that requires transparency. So not only do we need to focus on regulatory compliance and financial compliance, but we need to understand operationally, are we doing things more effective and more efficient? And effective and efficiency is a term thrown around a lot, but if you ask someone to define it, they can't define it for you. Effective and efficient means doing the right things right. And I have a knack for understanding that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the state right now? And specifically, what would you do as auditor in this job to help address that challenge?
We hear a lot about affordability and understanding where the costs are. One of the things that I constantly heard from reporters is, where would you cut the budget and how would you cut the budget? At the same time, they don't ask why you're increasing taxes. So what I think the biggest challenge is, we don't have operational insight into how the state is actually performing and how they're using the resources. And one of the things I'm talking about doing is introducing a very simple auditor scorecard that measures their financial performance, understanding their customers, how do Vermonters feel about the performance, the operational performance, and how people within the state are performing.
And we should be clear, it's not the auditor's job to make policy to decide what gets cut out of the budget. It's more of a watchdog role.
Absolutely. So as auditor, though, when you go in and audit an agency, you can say, show me your financial compliance, your regulatory compliance. What are your operational measures to achieve those?
I'm wondering, what would you keep the same? What do you think that the current auditor, Doug Hoffer, is doing well in the job?
He's doing the audits as best as he can. So we're compliant with the very rudimentary basics of an audit. I think as an auditor, we need to really help drive transparency, and that's where I can help focus in on. My background is bringing transparency, financial, operational, people transparency to an organization so they better understand how they're operating to perform the services.
Specifically, what does that mean when you're an auditor? How do you make things more transparent?
Vermont's current system, the RBA process and dashboard, that's a hodgepodge of metrics that are loosely updated, that are unquantifiable. It doesn't provide you enough insight to understand the financial impact of any decisions. So, for instance, if we're to raise taxes 15% and give it to the Agency of Health and Human Services, no one can tell you what that's going to do to outcomes, right? Because if we could, we would also be able to tell you, if we cut their budget 15%, what that would do to outcomes.
Dan Feliciano, you're running this time as a Republican for auditor. In the past, you've run as a Libertarian, but the auditor's job is nonpartisan. You're supposed to be a watchdog for state government, regardless of the party of whoever is in charge. How do you do that fairly? How do you strike that balance?
Everybody wants to understand that their tax dollars are being used appropriately. It's not a partisan issue. Measuring everyone's performance has nothing to do with passing policy and understanding policy. And that's the foundational thing of moving in the right direction and getting a grip on our costs.
Finally, Dan, some of the skills associated with this job are technical, auditing and doing these technical audits. Why do you think it's important for Vermonters to weigh in on this? I mean, should this be an elected position?
I think in the future, I could see an auditor being not necessarily an elected role, but in a role that's nonpartisan within the state with a professional leader in there, not a hack that got elected because they're a nice guy or this, but someone with the serious quantitative skills.
Do you think this should be an appointed position then?
No, I don't think it should be appointed at all, because like you said, the auditor needs to be, you know, it can't be a partisan role.
We've been hearing from Dan Feliciano. He's running for Vermont State Auditor on the Republican ticket. Dan, thanks for making the time.
No problem.